So that was a brief excerpt from the Apostle Paul's letter to his protege, Titus. This letter gives us a behind-the-scenes look at how Paul guided Titus in his first missionary assignment. He had assigned Titus to help the fledgling Christian church on the Mediterranean island of Crete. And then in this letter, Paul gave Titus a specific plan for that church. He wanted Titus to give special emphasis to encouraging the believers to give their time to doing good deeds. So what's so special about that? I mean, isn't it natural that God-loving people should focus on carrying out good works that benefit others? Well, in Paul's mind, what was special was the reason for carrying out good deeds. As you can imagine, sometimes good deeds are done with ulterior motives, seeking to impress, trying to get on someone's good side, angling to get something in return. In other words, some good deeds are done with the express purpose of trying to gain something. And among the pagan religions of Paul's day, it was commonly understood that one did good deeds in order to please or to appease the gods. You hoped that your offerings and your deeds would persuade the deities to bless you rather than to neglect you, or even worse, to punish you. The new Christian converts in Crete would be accustomed to making offerings and performing good deeds in order to curry the favor of the gods. But Paul knew that we don't have to worry about currying God's favor. By coming among us in Jesus, God had deemed us already worthy, already acceptable in God's eyes. Paul realized that the challenge was to help these new Christians discover that they didn't need to try to earn God's favor. God had taken the initiative and had already deemed us acceptable and indeed beloved. And so in Titus chapter 3, Paul states what Bible scholars view as one of the clearest statements in all the Bible, that God's saving purpose is wholly at the initiative of God. Listen again to those words from verses 4 through 7. But when the kindness and love of God our Savior was revealed, He saved us. It was not because of any good deeds that we ourselves had done, but because of God's own mercy that He saved us through the Holy Spirit who gives us new birth and new life by washing us. God poured out the Holy Spirit abundantly on us through Jesus Christ, our Savior, so that by His grace we might be put right. By His grace we might be put right with God and come into possession of the eternal life we hope for. So why do we do what we do? We don't need good deeds in order to earn us God's love. Good deeds are not at the root of earning God's love. They're not at the root, but they are the fruit of God's love at work in us. The good things we do are a sign that God's love is prompting us to try to surrender our self-centeredness and to live in a way that shows that we belong to God. So for Christians then on the Isle of Crete, and for Christians here on the banks of Lake Erie, the good deeds we do are our way of proclaiming who we are, grateful recipients of God's undeserved, all-encompassing love. So for example, why do we gather for worship? Not to beg for God's love. God loved us even before we knew what love was. We worship not to get something out of God. We worship to show our joy in being God's beloved children. It's who we are. Or why do we volunteer time and spend money for a community meal 4 times a year? Last Thursday, we didn't provide that free meal to the community as a way of luring people into our church building so we could hit them up for money or try to guilt them into becoming affiliated with this church. No. We offered that free meal to anyone as a signal to the community that God has blessed us with love. And because we are blessed, we are moved to provide strangers and friends alike with fellowship, with nourishment. It's who we are. Or what about Vacation Bible School that starts just a week from tomorrow? We provide the experience of Vacation Bible School every summer not to raise money or to lure people to this church from other churches. We invest countless volunteer hours and some funds into staging this magnificent Vacation Bible School each year because we want to share the gospel, the good news, with the littlest, youngest disciples, helping them learn at an early age that they too are loved unconditionally by a mighty, gentle, understanding, compassionate God. We share the good news of God's love because that's who we are, children loved by the Heavenly Father. And I could go on, my goodness. Our annual charity bazaar offered as an alternative to society's commercialized Christmas. We staged that because encouraging charity signals to our community that we serve a loving and generous God. Or what about our trash and treasure rummage sale that our Presbyterian women sponsor every year? That doesn't generate funds to enrich this church. You all know that we give away all of the proceeds. The countless good deeds that come together to produce that event are evidence that God's love for us inspires us to serve others. Why do we do what we do? Because we are already unconditionally loved by God. That's who we are. That was Paul's strategy for the Christians in Crete, to show the world around them that their loving, merciful God motivated them to live lives characterized by good deeds, by good works. A quick look at a calendar reminds us that we are now finally in the long-awaited summer season, although this morning's temperatures may have given us second thoughts. In the summer season, family vacations will take some of us away from this church for periods of time. Of course, the sabbatical summer that starts next week will have me away from this church for an extended time. But summer travel or a pastor's sabbatical are no reason for us to ease up on the gas when it comes to doing good deeds. Over the summer, doing good deeds will show that we serve a loving and merciful God who could send, that could even send a stronger message to those who will visit our church this summer. It'll send a stronger message to the communities we live in. Good deeds like participating in the monthly mission project staged by our mission committee, writing that brief little note of appreciation to our first responders this month. Or good deeds as simple as offering a smile and a greeting to people visiting this church this summer. Perhaps resolving to introduce yourself to a fellow worshiper who you don't really know that well. Or a good deed like, yes, inviting a friend to experience your church with you some Sunday. In Crete way back then, and in Rocky River today, we don't do the good works we do because of something we're trying to gain. The good works we do are a sign of who we are. Undeserving, but grateful recipients of God's gracious and generous and abundant love. As we hear elsewhere in the New Testament, we love because God first loved us. Amen.